And we are joined now by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a good day. We
Yes.
received a lot of money today over at the library. It was a fun, we had First Lady Kristen Cooper come over, and we have received a $100,000 grant. It's called a STEAM-based outdoor learning, but to help us extend out and increase the educational component of our library system.
And that's to make it sort of an outdoor learning thing
Right.
for all of Pritchard Park,
Yes,
right? Yeah.
so we're really excited
Super
about
fun.
that. Tomorrow is the blast at the library to start off the reading blast. There's going to be fun and activities for families and kids starting at around 2 o'clock, I believe. It's a whole day of activities starting around then.
Two to six.
2 to 6. I'll be out there spinning the wheel and thumb wrestling. Or
Yeah, are you looking forward to this? Or did you do this last year?
I did
You
this
had to
last
have,
year.
yeah.
I came up with a different version of doing the high five thing, which was low five, round the five. Anyway,
Nice.
that was fun. Thumb wrestling was fun. Trying to tell jokes, not so fun.
You got to come with like
I
a
know,
list,
I know, but the
right?
kid,
And
that
just have
really
it at the
stumped
ready.
you, those kids.
Yeah.
There's a long line of them. It's a lot of fun. And then the
That's
police
good.
chief and the fire chief will follow me on the wheel spinning. It's a lot of fun. So we're having that. We don't quite have our circulator ready. It should be here any day, but our traveling bookmobile will be here shortly. We got that with another grant. These grants are becoming more precious. We don't know what the federal government's going to be doing with library grants and all kinds of grants. So we were excited that we received this one, and it's a big help. It helps us expand our mission.
Don't
So.
Tell me that you think the federal government is unpredictable these
Well,
days.
Well, let's just say
Can't
we're not
imagine
counting
why
things.
You would might think
Yeah,
that.
right.
Yeah.
So, and then on this weekend, past weekend, we had the Bowling Creek Phase 3 opening ribbon cutting. It was a lot of fun. Kids with the scissors out there cutting the ribbon. And then we got to walk. It's an amazing, they've really done a nice job. The contractor has put in great materials along this path. The path is very accessible, and it's designed so that the water flows over it during heavy rainstorms, that it's rounded so that it'll flow off. It's one of our few concrete trails because of the water conditions over there. But people were already on it, going back and forth to Umstead Pool and the park and everything while we were doing the initial walk. And that was great. We want people to be using it. But you should check it out because it's really cool. And eventually it'll connect all the way through to our trail system. And we're headed the other way towards Carrboro and connect into the back of the Northside neighborhood. We just love it when people can get around not using their car with bikes and strollers and feet and dogs and whatever
right,
you'd like
right.
to walk along with safely, you know, and a good environment. So that was really cool. So look for the additions to come. That was probably the most expensive, complicated piece of the entire trail system. Mm-hmm. So I said I was on the Greenways Commission when this idea was being floated up there, and that was 24 years
wow.
ago. And to see it in fruition was kind of cool.
Well, I mean, you know, we're gonna have the groundbreaking for sewer at Rogers Road
Yay!
Coming up later on this month,
Yay!
And that was, what, a 40-year process.
Oh, I
so,
know,
yeah.
I know. So
as
we
long
get
as it
there.
gets done,
We get
right?
there.
Yeah.
So I was going to bring up that our work session last Monday, we talked about our outside agency funding. This is the pot of money that we have a human services advisory board that reviews grant applications back to the town. We love our nonprofits. We partner with them to help make dollars go further, but also to have better outreach in the community. Right now, we have a pot of $411,000. I'm hopeful we're going to be improving a little bit more to go into that to keep up with inflation because the grant requests were higher. Mm-hmm. It came in more around $625,000 request of these. And so there's definitely need out there, and there's definitely many great groups doing a lot of good work. And so it's been wonderful. We made the application easier. We've partnered with Carver and the county so that these nonprofits do one presentation in front of all the boards equal at the same time. So that's helped out. And then we're trying to work with our partners to figure out how we can make even, you know, make it more efficient and more helpful. So this is just one pot of money that the town deals with in the community. But it's a fascinating experience. If you see the list of agencies that are proposed to receive dollars, it's quite extensive. There's over 50 of them.
Wow.
So yeah, it's fascinating. And sometimes a little bit of money goes a long way in a nonprofit where it might not go as long away in town government as we try to work through all our processes. I knew that back when we were trying to work with some other funding. Yeah. We had our food for the summer kickoff last
Nice.
Night, and I have a call going out to everyone in the school system trying to encourage people to sign up to help us out. We're short some volunteers. We had to add that component, and I said, you know, find this fascinating of a background check. It's quick, it's easy, it's very safe. We pay for it. You don't have to worry about all that. We have to have we're being required by the federal government to have this component this year. We didn't have to have it last year. And we'll laugh. We have to get a background check for someone to hand a child a sandwich, but maybe not get a handgun.
Yep, there you go.
Really trying to understand
well,
that?
No, no, no.
I'm
you,
having
you
difficulty.
Do have to, you do have to have the... Well, no, you're right. You don't have to have the background check to get the handgun at the gun show, right? Yeah.
No. So, really, what are we
buying
thinking
at a store,
we
you need
keep
a background
kids safe.
Check.
Don't get me wrong. I want to keep kids safe, but seriously...
It's the consistency thing, right?
Yeah.
I can see background checks for like, participating in... Because like, it's volunteering in the schools, right? Basically.
Well,
so,
no, we're
kind
not,
of along the same
we're not
lines
at the schools.
Well, right, but, like, working with kids kind of thing.
Yeah, but we always send two volunteers together. We have site supervisors and we're learning.
Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
I agree. We want to be safe. We want to do this. So it's made it a little more cumbersome for people. And I think, but please know that we were not going to give your information to anyone else at all. And it's going to be good for 3 years.
You won't wind up on a mailing list or anything like that.
No, we're not that organized.
Or maybe an email list for next year's food for the summer, right?
Well, there you go. And we give a big shout out. We've had a lot of people step up to sponsor the sites to help us pay for those background checks. We've had the Chapel Hill Realtors Association stepped up. Antoine Page stepped up. Daniel Eller. UNC Healthcare. I'm going to run out of all the names here, but we have our Piedmont Health. It's been wonderful. People really rose to the occasion. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that. But we still need those volunteers. Please go to foodforthesummer.org. Sign up. Pick your site. Pick your day. It's from 11 to 1 any Monday through Friday for the entire 11-week period. The kids were excited. We had a wonderful event at Northside to kick off for the families that are around there. The kids that had done it before knew the fun buckets when they dove right at them to get in there.
Awesome.
So we had some great food, some fresh produce. We had table there to help give out backpacks from the Woodman group that had stuffed 400 backpacks for us, string bags with snacks, healthy snacks for the kids. So that was really cool. And then on Tuesday, I was invited to speak at a Smart Cities panel at NC State.
Okay.
Like a Wolfpack, I guess. They
Whether or not playing UNC or
it was great.
Michigan State.
No, it was fine.
Or,
but it was fun to see all the red. You know, we're used to the blue here. I was joined by Mayor McFarland and Tom Bonfield, the Durham manager, and Lori Bush, a councilman from Cary. And our moderator was the former Maryland governor, Martin O'Malley. And he really knows, he just knows, and the crowd was well-educated, very smart, technical. But we talked about smart cities and technology and what we as towns and cities are looking for to use smart technology to help us do. And we talked about growth is our biggest issue, but managing traffic, looking at parking, the sensors can actually look at your parking lots, tell you what empty spots you have, and put it back to a person's app.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually, we're working on that process of the see it, click it, and fix it so that people see a pothole or an incident, they can take a picture of it and send it right to town post it. And then we know that there's some efficiencies in doing that. And so you can start repairing or fixing or handling a situation before it becomes bigger and working at that. So we talked about that. We talked about inclusion and bringing everyone in the community along, you know, not enhancing the digital divide, getting rid of the digital divide. And the way we communicate with each other. So it was fascinating to hear the questions people were asking, thinking about the future of all the tech. Technology is just really expanding geometrically, exponentially, however you want to look at it, and trying to stay ahead of that with our open data portal. We have some citizens using it, but I think a lot of citizens are looking for us to help create those dashboards to help them understand the information that we're now collecting and making available to the public.
What were some of the questions that got asked at the event, like things that you didn't think of before you walked in?
Well, it was fascinating to hear about that transparency piece from someone who's a citizen who's allowed to go to an open data porthole, but how do they interpret that information? You know, why aren't we helping them understand what it is? So we thought that, you know, it's like, okay. And then it was interesting to hear about interacting with humans or interacting with computers and data, and how do you, in today's world, you have to move along pretty quickly, and how do we as public officials keep up with that, and how do we verify that the data is real and that it's for good purposes? And it was phrased in kind of a negative way, but I said, you know, I think it's actually made us better because we have more eyes and more people looking at the data, and they may interpret something we never thought of, and they share that with us. So I think it helps us, like I said, become more efficient, more attuned to what's really going on out there. There was just interesting questions about how we are using the data and what we're looking to do with it. So that was really, it was interesting. It was fun.
Cool.
Chapel
Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, we're speaking with her right now. Townofchapelhill.org to get more information about the town. I got a big meeting coming up on Monday for the town council, right? Budget votes. possible vote on a resolution supporting the Paris Climate
Yay!
Accords. The other eight council members
yes, they wanted
joining
to join
you in.
In
the in the letter, right? What else is going on at the meeting?
So we'll have a concept plan for the project that's proposed at the corner of Estes and MLK. People should take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, just a concept plan part, so just an idea that's floated forward. We'll all be taking a look at that very seriously.
This sort of grew out of the focus group on Chapel Hill North, right?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. So, and as we see those opportunities, we always float that concept plan through where it goes to the CDC, our Community Design Commission, first to get comments, and then it can either decide to change and go back and then come to council, or it can come to council and get those same kind of comments of what council's thinking about it, and the citizens get a chance to speak up too and share what their views of a project. So we always enjoy hearing from citizens with that. The budget's the biggest component of that, and then we have a lot of appointments to make for our boards and commissions. I was going to say tomorrow is employee appreciation luncheon, so that'll be big. And
nice.
Then we'll be having an appreciation luncheon, I think it's a breakfast actually, next week for our citizens who serve on boards and commissions.
Oh, tomorrow's the day the Cal Horton Award is announced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you privy to
no!
who wins it? You don't even know?
I'll
okay.
be just as happily surprised as everyone else there. I'm excited.
I know it gets announced on Friday, but that's cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So that meeting, and then the end of the month, we'll be having the task force reports come back to us, the American Legion, the town assets. I went to that presentation today. They did a really good job, and it's very visual, so that's helpful in looking at town properties, and the town hall. Those reports will come back, and a few other decisions. We're looking at moving council meeting nights to Wednesdays,
right?
So we're soliciting input for that as well. So we'll talk about that, start the conversation next week and see where we go with that. There's some real efficiencies and things to be gained, but there are also some concerns. So it's always good to have that kind of discussion. And the manager has proposed it as a pilot project for the fall to see how that works for us. So,
okay. Yeah. So no decision on that on Monday, right? Just a discussion?
I think we might
Maybe.
Be deciding
okay.
on Monday, so we'll see.
All right.
The discussion starts there, and I'm not sure where we're going with it, but I would like to help make the decision whether we're going to try the pilot or not.
Mm. So. And there's a couple of different things, right? There's a lot of holidays are observed on Mondays. So you end up canceling meetings, and then people go to church on Wednesdays, right? Is that one of the concerns?
Yeah, that's one of the concerns. Yeah. The other thing is, though, that when the packets come out on Fridays, that means people aren't, or Wednesdays, people aren't really, they're kind of waiting to the weekend to look at or sending the questions, and then staff is having to work over the weekend to answer questions to be ready in time on Monday.
Yeah, the General Assembly releases 800-page bills at 2 in the morning and then votes on it at 4 in the morning. So,
yeah,
I
but
mean,
realistically,
gosh.
People are going to spend the weekend wanting to really look at the information so they can be better
Oh, you actually
informed.
Have to look at this.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We try to be better informed.
Yeah.
And that was interesting at the Smart Technologies Conference. We talked about the motto there, the governor said, was that we believe in data and science. As opposed to the other belief system going on.
Yes.
So that's coming up. And then we take a break from meeting. We're still working and still around in July and August, but we take a break from the meetings.
Is this the last meeting
No,
on
the
Monday?
26th. Oh,
26th,
so, yes.
Okay.
So we have two more Mondays of meetings to go.
All right, sounds good.
And we haven't, the budget is coming forward without a proposed, with a tax neutral rate, no tax increase, but a little bit of changing around of numbers. We reprioritized a few things, some more money going towards affordable housing right now, but an affordable housing plan for the next year. So we have a plan for the next year. Mm-hmm. So that was really good work that came out of the manager and the work session and the council members stating the priorities and having our staff really dive into it. So a lot of good things going on.
Tax neutral rate after the revaluation would technically be a decrease in the property tax rate. Is that what it's going to be?
No, so it will be for some and it won't be for others. And that's what's hard.
Well, on the property tax rate, though.
Oh, the rate's slightly down,
okay.
Right. But reevaluation's an interesting component. There's people who, in all price ranges, will go up and down depending on what your value is. So
basically,
yes.
if your value goes up more than the average, right, then you get a property tax bump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So
who do we know who that would apply to more? Is it
so
more like downtown?
The
or
commercial
other?
Businesses have been hit hard, very, very hard. The average rate increase is 40%. That's the average for commercial business.
Is that particularly downtown or just commercial in general?
Everywhere, actually.
Okay.
There's commercial property, and we're not sure if it was just this was done by an outside agency, whether it was undervalued before for the last 8 years, or, I mean, 8 years is a long time to go without a reevaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain expensive homes that have actually come down in value so that we'll be paying less in taxes, and there's certain less expensive homes that have come up in value pay more in taxes. So that's going to be an interesting swing going on there.
All right.
So you'll have to, you'll get your tax bill in July, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot from people.
All right, we'll see. Townofchapelhill.org for more info on that. Anything else going on in Chapel Hill over the weekend? I know there's like tons of stuff always. Friday, Art Walk tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is. And so we jokingly call this the end of the year sprint because it's the sprint. We're in full out sprint mode till June 26th. There's just a lot of things wrapping up and coming together. We try to send out announcements as much as we can. So if you haven't signed up for the town email blast, please do that. We get a lot of phone calls and direct people back that we have a lot of sometimes too much information, but it's there on our website, and we welcome people signing up to get those emails.
All right, sounds good. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.